Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, and from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and from your brothers and sisters in Christ at St. Paul Lutheran Church, Brownstown, Indiana. The text for our meditation is Jesus' words to Simon Peter in John chapter 21. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep, and follow me. Here ends the text. The Holy Spirit caused St. John to record the third time that Jesus was revealed to his disciples. The two other times in the Gospel, according to St. John, are Easter evening without Thomas, and a week later with Thomas, who, seeing Jesus' pierced hands and side, confesses Jesus to be my Lord and my God. In our text, Jesus has changed a night of futile fishing into a morning of enormous success. 153 fish are dragged from the Sea of Tiberias ashore, where Jesus feeds his disciples a morning meal. In this, the third resurrection revelation, Jesus asked Simon Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Now, as a father, I have said to my four sons, the youngest of which is here somewhere, "How many times do I have to tell you? And if I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. Haven't you heard or said or thought those words yourself? What do you mean by them?" Jesus, by repeating this question, "Do you love me?" not only harkens back to Peter's three denials, but is also impressing upon Peter the importance of what Jesus is saying. Jesus says to Peter, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." Rather than pick apart the three phrases, I would have you hear and take to heart their cumulative effect. Peter is hereby restored and commissioned to care for, to shepherd Jesus' flock. Jesus says, "My lambs, my flock, my sheep." As a pastor, I am, and you seminarians one day will be commissioned by Christ to feed, to tend, to care for, to shepherd Christ's flock, his lambs and sheep, young and old alike. No doubt you will hear this text at your ordination, as I heard it at my ordination and at the dozens of ordinations I have participated in. But how does this happen? In what manner is the flock tended and fed? You have heard that it was said by men of old, "Just love your people." But Jesus says unto you, "Love one another as I have loved you. Shepherd one another as I, the good shepherd, have shepherded my sheep." Jesus laid down his life. He sacrificed himself to rescue us from the wolf, from the thief, and from the wandering tendencies of the sheep themselves. As pastors, we fail when I think of the flock, the congregation, not as Christ's congregation, but as mine, to do with as I will. When we think of the people, young and old, as my people, and not first and foremost Christ's people, his precious souls entrusted to our care. Pastors fail when they either are timid or harsh in feeding the flock the word of Christ, when either we lord over or drive the sheep rather than lead them, when we, in misguided hope or fear, are silent and ignore the wandering and the lost ones. These and many others our sins pastors easily fall into. These are sins which we must confess that we have done or left undone. These are the sins that condemn us as unworthy of the office to which we have been called. And these are the sins that Jesus suffered and died for, and for which we find forgiveness and refreshing in our dear Savior Jesus. He loves us, he feeds us, he tends us with goodness and mercy all the days of our lives, that we may dwell in the house forever and for length of days. While this text speaks of the office of the holy ministry and the work Christ gave to the apostles and still gives to pastors in the apostolic ministry, it need not be heard in reference only to the ministry. It can also be applied to us in the sense that in our vocations, in our callings, in our stations in life, we have been given by Christ to one another. Husbands and wives, you have been joined by God to one another, to love one another as Christ has loved you, to forgive one another as Christ has forgiven you. Though Peter grievously sinned against Jesus, denying him three times, and though your spouse may have grievously sinned against you, or you sinned against your spouse by neglect or worse, nevertheless, forgive as Jesus has forgiven Peter and as Jesus has forgiven you, as you have been forgiven by Christ here today in the absolution. Parents, you have been entrusted by Christ with your children, and you have been commissioned by him to feed and to tend your lambs, your children, with the Word of God, to bring them unto Christ in baptism and to refresh them with still and living waters. Children, and there are a few of you here, honor your father and your mother. Do not begrudge your parents when they feed you with the Word of God, correcting and tending you in your daily life and leading you to church, though sometimes it's multiple times in a week, and to Sunday school and in daily family devotions. Professors and students, you have been brought together here and given each other by Christ to teach and to learn. Be faithful in your instruction, feeding the lambs and the sheep as Christ's own, preparing his servants. Students, be attentive and hear in the voice of your professors and the administration Christ's own voice calling you to come follow me. And to the communicants today, Christ gathers us here today to invite you to the table he sets before you in the presence of your enemies, the devil, the world, and your ever-present sinful flesh. Here he feeds you with his holy body and with his precious blood, given and shed by the Good Shepherd for the forgiveness of all your sins. The Good Shepherd, who knows your name, laid down his life for you and for your salvation. Thus are we fed and tended by Christ through the agency of his masks and his ministers, his pastors and professors, your parents and spouses, and by other people. Thus are you fed and strengthened and preserved and enabled to live yet another day in his flock as his people, and to follow Jesus and to teach the faith, reach the lost, and care for all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.